fellow Bob. Do you remember where anybody showed up to? Oh, how was this done? Did the teacher do any instructing or?
Yeah.
In years?
Teacher said to keep following treatment, all right? I don't remember.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Could you tell me if there any there was any way of treating bad bruises?
Bad bruises?
Yes.
Like,
oh, if you have a bad, or was there any treatment for bruises? Say if a person falls hard and there's, you know, area that's badly bruised in his leg. Was there any treatment, Eskimos, or that you knew of yourself for that?
Well, long ago, just long ago, mother used to tell me when they twist their ankle, they just pull it any old way.
That's the joint.
Yeah.
How about bleeding, internal bleeding? Is there anything they could do to stop bleeding inside a person before the whites came, before the hospitalization?
They have to, I remember when they talking about when they bleed in the stomach.
Yeah.
They used to give them with tobacco, chew tobacco, pour it in the let them drink it. And I know once they give them with child pee.
Urine.
But it's help.
What does it do?
Well, they drink it, they're getting better. Every day, I used to myself, every bedtime and early, in the morning too. It helps me too last year when I got a real bad cold.
How does it help your cold, or what do you notice changing if you use it? Is that hard to say? I don't mean to. You feel that the cold improves when you're using it, then?
Yeah.
That's good enough. Bella, could you mention if there's any practice if a person has blood loss and how he should how it should be done in special diet or treatment?
Well, when a person got a good lot of blood, they let him rest in the bed for a long time. And they give him a bra or soup, liquid, not to eat hard food and raw pork and pork.
That'd be frozen foods.
Frozen food, any kind made of fish. Or rabbit.
How about the squirrels? You had ground squirrels?
Yeah, they all looked at the ground squirrels too.
Did you use tree squirrels in?
No.
No, because you're out of timber.
Yeah.
How about marmots? Were those?
No,
you
didn't no marmots.
You didn't have marmots?
No.
How about fox?
Fox? All right.
Did you have coyotes?
No.
No.
Not very many long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So these are very few things that you're working with.
Yeah.
Except there's different ages of the animals.
Yeah.
How about are there any more land animals? Is any important? Or even use it sometimes. Or were there any birds in the lab that you used at all for anything in clothing?
Well, they used loons for socks. And
could you give the Eskimo word of the loon that you used?
Murray.
Were there any other water birds that you used for anything?
King.
How about the word for that?
Tootlick. They use it for socks.
I mean for inside boots. I mean for use inside boots.
And for raincoat.
Oh.
Seagulls.
Seagulls were used?
Yeah. So it together for raincoat.
Any other birds? Land birds weren't used. They were not?
No.
Ptarmigan were not?
No.
How about any of the ducks or geese? Or swans?
The swans?
The swans were used?
Yeah. Or white, you know.
For hunting the park?
Yeah.
Were any of the ducks or geese used for anything?
I don't think so.
Or not for dogs?
No. They never killed a dog.
No, okay. How about sea animals? Could you name the ones you used?
Like the seal hook?
Yes.
Seal nutchuck? And Spanish seals, consider?
Yes.
Ribbon seals?
The word for ribbon seal, Bill?
Cavalry.
And what was the word for porpoise, Bella?
Arugula.
Walrus.
Walrus. Adak.
Bill is going to tell you about a case of a person who had a swelling on the neck.
On the neck?
Yes, on the neck. And this is somewhat similar to it has a similar worm that she described in the case of the pointed hoof woman. Could you continue, Bill?
Yeah. My nephew got a lump on his neck.
Oh.
In your breath?
How old was he? Oh,
I'm 24.
No.
And he come over to me to get me sick. So after I see the definitely it stopped, I cut it down with
Is this a special tool you used?
No, tape. Tape,
razor blade?
Razor blade.
Oh, I see.
Razor blade. I use that in
Was this above the hairline or below the hair?
Below the hair.
Below the hair.
Yeah. and when I open it, I squeeze it, so the worms come to tell you, can't.
As you made the cut, of course it must have bled some,
Not much.
Didn't bleed much, huh? What did you see? How big a cut did you make?
About half inch.
Half inch. And how big was the total swelling? How wide, because of
jack stone.
Oh. And what did you see when you opened it?
Worms coming up.
How big and what does it look like?
Well, just about 1 inch. And the color crossed with black and white.
Could you give your word for this worm?
Just like... Just like...
Would it be the same, same worm?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say this is colored at all, this worm?
They're not all colored. Some of them were white. Not a few of them. Almost same alike.
But it definitely doesn't look like a maggot. It's not round. It's flat.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do after you took out the worms? How did you do it? Did you press them or how? Get them all out.
I put them in the paper and put it in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to send them down to doctors.
Oh, I see.
And I made my mistake, put alcohol in it.
Oh.
I didn't send them.
Oh, you didn't send them.
No.
What did you do to your cut then after your death?
Clean it up first with cotton and gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it up first and then put Band-Aid on it with that I laid down.
Mm-hmm. How did it do afterwards? How did the sore do?
It healed up quick.
Mm-hmm.
After another day, I tell them to come up.
Oh, I see.
And then when I
did you count the number of worms at the...
Around 7.
A dozen?
Yeah.
Did he ever have any more trouble with the same...
No.
Did you have any idea how a person would get worms like that?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea?
They were all dead.
Oh, they were?
Four pounds.
Oh boy.
Large handful, maybe all that. It was all over the press on the sites too. And I watch her every day go put another bench down. I keep for myself because it's awful.
Did you know any background on the case, what had happened to the girl, or why it had this swelling? Did the parents or the girl tell you anything about it?
No, her mother was in hospital, and her grandfather told me that maybe she got hurt from falling.
Did you notice anything around there, anything unusual besides the pus and besides the swelling?
Just only the pus.
You didn't notice any evidence of broken bone?
No, that's not broken bone. Mm-hmm. And black thing after that. Mm-hmm. When it's gonna clean up, you know, mm-hmm. The last one was kind of black.
What would be your Eskimo word for the material that came out, the puffy stuff?
Imuk.
What is
it? Imuk.
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 Now, would you just tell me about the Umuyun or lamp that you used in the previous case of the girl with the swelling? What it looked like and how it was made, who made it?
Mama made it, Daddy made it. Out of
hacksaw.
Hacksaw.
This would be from the blade.
The hand was tied with the sinew.
How big was the blade? How long?
Around 2 inches long.
Was this, mounted at the end of the blade or the handle, or how was it mounted?
The handle?
Yeah, how was it made? Did it go along the same way as the blade? The handle went the same way?
No, it's like the handle of a knife.
Long the same
way? Yeah.
As regular.
Mm-hmm.
But shorter.
Mm-hmm. The blade was around two inches.
Was it sharpened on both edges?
Yeah. What this much white?
About, maybe a little less than half, more than a quarter inch. Maybe 3/8 or?
I think so.
Maybe 3/8 of an inch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. 3/8?
Yeah.
1/8.
Mm-hmm. Did you use it, is this the only time you used this unit? Or
many times I used it. Not very long, I lost it. I don't know what I did. And I got smelling made out of same kind of thing, but as for me. And I lost it before I got it.
What was the blade made out of? Or you know what the blade was made out of before they used steel? Or was it always?
With cane and old timers.
Yeah.
Same size.
It looked very much like
that. Yeah,
like
and, but heavily with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the same size.
How long ago was it your father made it? Is that quite a while ago?
Quite a while. I did it when I was teenage.
Yeah, it would be maybe 19, before around 1920 or a little 1920, I think.
1919, I
guess. Yeah. Have you had a further use for this lamp, Philip?
Well, one time I used for the old lady that have stroke many times. I mean, she was stroking. She's been in bed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, her grandson comes for dinner and eat a meal from terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know the bone bit.
Sure.
Real sharpen around 2 inch long. Then her daughter woke me up. When I go down there, she wants me to cut it. She tried to cut it with regular ulu.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sharp. So I used tape. I used that thing to open it.
Ulu you?
Yeah.
For the lamp.
Mm-hmm. And take it out.
This was a shoot, put a leg on a marrow-borne sliver.
Yeah. I think it.
You were really able to get the bone out of her leg, too.
I used that thing many times for busting off the gate that I pushed.
That's a useful tool.
It's useful, yeah. But I had to use it. Alcohol.
Disinfectant. Mm-hmm.
Disinfectant.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if any kind of disinfectant was used in the old days or not?
They used water to clean it up first.
Mm-hmm.
What Mama used to do.
Do you know, was there any actual word that had any meaning like disinfectant to kill, to clean something? Or not?
It's correct. For,
for infection. Infection.
They used old-timers.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have nothing on it, but they used warm water.
The water, the water.
Warm water.
It was painful.
It was so burned. he said, it's like a fire in his. And when he woke up, he opened it clear. No spot, no white spot on it.
Did he complain about that anymore?
No, he never.
Do you have any word for that white spot? Any Eskimo word for that that you remember?
That white thing on the eye called an Eskimo kovitsky.
Thank you. Bella, could you tell me about other treatments you have for, would you call these sore eyes? Or?
Yeah, sore eyes.
And this must be an infection of the covering of the eye?
Yeah, it's hard to see. Mm-hmm. They have to get them in a dark place because when they're open, can't open their mouth.
Can you think of, would you tell about one or more cases or one at a time, you know, mm-hmm. and say what you did and what the history of the person had been? The treatment they had?
Well, one time a girl around 9 years old, she hardly see, almost blind, from the couple of her both eyes.
What did the eye look like when you looked at it?
All red.
Red.
Red. And on the face, it's on her cheek, kind of red from the water.
Oh, running.
Running down.
The
so
tears
much,
yeah,
running
down.
Mm-hmm. And his father tried to keep her alive, but she kept him in the dark place. She hardly see anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I go down there for monthly meeting,
okay, where was this? What place was it?
Kotchibuya. It come and come. That's when we're going back home. And when he asked me, I go over and look at it. It was so reddish and sores all over her eyes. And I see it. Maybe it could help. I know it was up just from the outside of her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And next day, I take the new tweezers from the stores,
mm-hmm.
go over, and pull all the grown hairs in this little thing over there.
Or the corner of the eye?
Yeah.
Inner corner of the eye?
Inner corner.
Mm-hmm.
From that.
What's the Eskimo word for that part of the eye, inner corner?
Nikachuk. And then pull the gold hairs that go toward this way, and from this side, it goes, the hairs will go so much and go in.
You mean her eyelashes?
Yeah,
around the eye, growing in?
Yeah.
The one causing irritation?
Yeah.
Irritation. Uh-huh. The eye.
Mm-hmm.
They were still alive, the hairs were, but they were turning.
Yeah, turned inside and rubbed her eye.
Oh.
And that's what's the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull all those hairs off.
Oh.
After that, another day, I go over what I break the hairs and I pull it, the laces.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I have to pull them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have done it, on the third day, when I go over, her father came out for surprise. He said, he was a comic,
reading a comic book.
He was so surprised.
Mm-hmm. Had she gone to a doctor for any treatment there?
The doctors have treatment to her for many, many years.
How did they treat her? Did they just put
the ointment on.
Medicine or something?
Just ointment on, that's all.
Mm-hmm. But you just, how did you go about just looking at the eyes carefully, how you saw this?
That time, I worked on two boys and one girl. Same week.
How about the boys? What was the cause of their eye condition?
Same way.
How old were the boys, do you remember?
Three boys. Same. Around 8 years.
One.
She was 9 years old. Six and three.
I wonder if they told the doctor.
Legs on too.
you have it stored then until the time you start working on it.
Have to wrap it up. Wrap it up tight. And the hair is outside. Wrap it up as tight.
So the hair rolled outside.
On your wing.
Was it kept inside the house or outside the house?
Outside. And covered with something.
How long did this skin go from the time it was killed until you actually tanned it? You did the tanning?
You have to work on it before it gets cool. It's better to work on it sooner. Yeah, and it's also, you know, keeping species closer when it speeds up. And it speeds up the old side of the skin.
Could you go through the procedure on tanning? Would this skin explain the different tools you used or methods you used in tanning this skin? I see you have some tools in front of you.
Well,